Well, what a weekend for the Holman family. So, Shay Holman, who is our next guest, Sydney FC, A-League women's player, young Matilda as well, 18-year-old midfielder, in a grand final against Melbourne City, 4:15 Saturday at Amy Park. Now, she's got two brothers. Jake is in the MacArthur squad. Corey's in the Sydney FC squad. Of course, they play each other Saturday night in the A-League men's elimination final. Great to have her on. Joining us now is Sydney FC's A-League women's player, Shay Holman. Shay, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show. So just, how's the family this week? How's this all going to work out on Saturday afternoon slash evening as far as who everyone's going, well, what game's everyone going to be at as far as the wider family's concerned?
That's been the question of the whole week. I think Mum and Dad are going to come watch my grand final, but it's still a bit up in the air.
Oh, good stuff. And yourself, I mean, the end of the season was shaky at Sydney FC before you got to the finals. I mean, how are the confidence levels now after getting past the Mariners over those two legs in the semi-final?
Yeah, I think the team's got a lot more confidence now. We've been working really well together and sort of found our way of playing and how we're going to beat opponents. So I think we've got a lot more confidence now than what we did during the middle of the season, but we still realise there's a big task ahead of us.
And Shay, to what extent did your coach Ante Juric sort of change things up?
Yeah, definitely. I think he was a major factor, and I think he realised that we all weren't pushing ourselves to our maximum in games, so we really just focused on that's what he wanted out of the game, that we all worked hard for each other and played for each other. And we've definitely showed that in the last couple of games that we've had to fight to the end.
And Jay, I think this is the club's seventh consecutive grand final and a chance to win back-to-back championships. How much pressure does that put on you to perform?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it adds pressure, but people say pressure's a privilege. So I think it's very lucky, not lucky, but very grateful that we're in this situation and we'll play the game just like any other game. Obviously, there's a lot on the line for both teams. So
amazing to think, Shay. So you were, what, 11 when they made the first of that grand final run? Incredible. How long have you been in the system for then around Sydney FC?
Yeah, I've been contracted for 2 seasons and a train on for 1 season. But I was always training with the Sydney FC Boys Academy for about 4 years before that.
Yeah, and coming from a footballing family and two brothers that are playing professionally as well, how much have you lent on them for advice? And I can only imagine playing in the backyard with them.
Yeah, I mean a lot. I think not many people get this situation where I've got pretty much my two older brothers as mentors that I can go to and ask for advice. And especially during COVID, we'd all just head up to the Oval and have a kick around. Definitely lean on them when I need.
Yourself, how are you feeling? Because you have had a big campaign. You had the international campaign with the young Matildas where you won bronze at the Under-20s Asian Cup, which means you qualified for the Under-20 World Cup. And you know, to think, well, you were playing in thick snow in Uzbekistan, so you've been here, there and everywhere in a pretty short space of time, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of travel this season in terms of went to Uzbekistan with the Sydney FC girls and then went back over there with the young Matildas. But no, my last bit of travel was quite a while ago now, so I'm back into routine and everything like normal.
And is one of your goals to go over and play in England?
Yeah, obviously eventually down the track, that's definitely a huge goal for me, but yeah, I'm really happy at Sydney FC at the moment and obviously a big job this weekend to get done.
And being a grand final, how often does the squad practice penalties this week?
Ante's left it up to be an optional thing. So you can do it at the end of training if that makes you feel good, or if you don't want to do it, it's up to you. And I think that's a really good approach to have because obviously we're hoping we're not going to go into penalties. But then if we do, we're prepared for them.
And I know, a grand final at this level is massive. And I'm assuming you would have played in a lot of grand finals as a young girl coming through?
Yeah, I mean, I was in the grand final last season with Sydney FC. So obviously growing up, I've been in some grand finals, but I don't think they really compare to an A-League grand final. There's a lot more pressure on the line for these types of games. But, yeah, I'm really excited just playing it.
With last year's grand final, what was the number one thing you took out of it that differentiated it from a normal game to the to a big game?
Yeah, I
think... Was it speed, intensity? What was it?
I think both teams just come out at their 100%. So there's no time to spare on the ball. You got to play it around quickly and you've just got to work really hard for the whole 90 minutes and, you know, that's your last 90 minutes of the season. So, yeah, I think it's just about the effort and stuff, but I don't think you can let that it's a grand final get you too much. Obviously, it is a grand final, so you have to be aware of it, but you can't play the game before you've actually gone out there.
And, Shay, tell us about your battles with Melbourne City this season and what you need to do to beat them on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously, Ante's been doing video sessions with us, so we've got some tactics that we're ready to use. I think the girls are ready, so we're aware they're a very technical team, but we're also a very good team, so we're going to just go out and play like we usually do.
What would it mean to win another one?
Oh, a lot. It would be very, very big for the team, for the club. I think we've all worked really hard this season to overcome the injuries and obviously our captain going out with ACL in round one. So I think, yeah, it'll mean a lot to everyone involved.
Well, what a day for your family. I can only imagine how proud your parents are and with your brothers playing Saturday night after your grand final as well. Enjoy it first and foremost and hopefully you bring home the trophy.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Shay Holman.